Acts chapter 15. And certain men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers as follows: Unless you are circumcised in the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. So with a not insignificant standpoint and argument with Paul and Barnabas having arisen against them, they arranged for Paul and Barnabas and some others of their company to go up to the apostles and elders in Jerusalem concerning this dispute. So they were seen off on their way by the church, and they went through Phoenicia and Samaria, relating the conversion of the Gentiles in detail, and they gave great joy to all the brothers. And when they arrived in Jerusalem, they were received favourably by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported on all the things God had done with them. Then some of the sect of the Pharisees, believers, stood up, saying, It is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Then the apostles and elders gathered together to look into this matter. And after much disputing had taken place, Peter stood up and said to them, Men and brothers, you understand that from early days God made a choice among us that the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel through my mouth and believe. And God, who knows our hearts, witnessed to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, as he also did to us. And he did not discriminate between us and them in any respect, and he purified their hearts by faith. So now, why are you putting God to the test by putting a yoke on the disciples' neck, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But it is by the grace of the Lord Jesus that we believe that we have been saved in the same way that they do. And the whole company went silent and heard Barnabas and Paul relating in detail all the signs and miracles which God had performed among the Gentiles through them. And after they had become silent, James answered and said, Men and brothers, listen to me. Simeon has described how God first deigned to take a people out of the Gentiles in his name. And the words of the prophets agree with this, as it stands written, After these things I will return and build up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and I will rebuild its ruins and restore it, in order that the rest of men might seek out the Lord, including all the Gentiles who are called after my name, says the Lord, who does all these things. All his works have been known to God since the beginning of time. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those Gentiles who are turning to God, but should write to them to refrain from the polluted accompaniment of the idols, and from fornication, and anything strangled, and from blood. For Moses, from early generations, has had those who preach him in various cities, he being read every Sabbath in the synagogues. Then the apostles and the elders with all the church decided to send some men selected from among them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, Judas, who is surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brothers. They wrote as follows, to be taken by hand personally, From the apostles and the elders and the brothers to the Gentile brothers throughout Antioch and Syria and Cilicia, greetings. In view of the fact that we have heard that some of us have gone out and disturbed you with words, upsetting your spiritual condition, telling you to be circumcised and to keep the law, to whom we have given no such instructions, we, reaching unanimity, have decided to send some selected men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who are men who have committed themselves to the cause of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have sent Judas and Silas with them to report on the same things verbally. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to lay anything heavier on you except these necessary things, to refrain from things sacrificed to idols, and blood, and anything strangled, and fornication. If you keep yourselves from these things, you will be doing well. May you be strong. So these were sent on their way, and they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the group together, they handed over the epistle. And when they had read it, they rejoiced over the encouragement. And Judas and Silas, also being prophets themselves, encouraged and invigorated the brothers with many words. And when they had spent some time there, they were sent on their way with peace from the brothers to the apostles. Then Paul and Barnabas spent time in Antioch, teaching and preaching the gospel with many others also, the word of the Lord. And after several days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Now then, let us return and visit our brothers in every city in which we declared the word of the Lord, and see how they are." And Barnabas had resolved to take John, who was called Mark, with him. But Paul did not think it proper that they should take this man with them, who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not accompanied them for the work. So a bitter dispute arose, with the result that they took leave of each other, and that Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed off to Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed after being committed to the grace of God by the brothers. And he crossed through Syria and Cilicia, invigorating the churches.